Hi, everybody. This is Ben, and you're listening to the Watt Mini Podcast. Visit thewatt.com, thewatt.com, or subscribe to this podcast feed at thewatt.com/minipodcast.rss. Our weekly, roughly 3-minute show talks about energy-related topics, and today we're talking about the first of a 2-part series on the topic of peak oil. Cheap oil has powered our economic growth over the last century, giving us anything from plastics, chemicals, machines, mining, industrialized agriculture, globalization, and transportation, and a whole lot more. When our economies are growing, we need to pump out oil from the ground at faster and faster rates. And to meet world oil demand today, 84 million barrels of oil have to be extracted from the ground each and every day. By the year 2020, ExxonMobil has predicted that an additional 50 million barrels per day will have to be added to the world supply of oil. But, as everybody knows, oil is a non-renewable resource, and production in any typical region or country acts like a bell curve, reaching a peak in production when about half of the oil is used up. So peak oil is a trend in oil extraction, and once oil production peaks in a well or a country or even the world, oil can't be extracted at a faster rate, and each additional barrel of oil requires more energy to remove, and so oil becomes more and more expensive. The person who first observed the trend in peak oil was Dr. Marriott King Hubbert, and he successfully predicted that the U.S. oil production would peak in 1970, and that is what led to the 1970s oil shocks. So the daily oil production in the U.S. has declined steadily since 1970, and that's what forced the U.S. to rely on foreign oil to make up the difference between what they produce at home and what they consume. So dozens of highly experienced oil industry veterans are warning everybody today that the global oil peak may be less than a decade away. And the most optimistic view held by the International Energy Agency is that global oil will peak sometime close to the year 2030. But other highly respected oil analysts like Colin Campbell from the Association for the Study of Peak Oil and Gas believes that global oil will peak before the year 2010. So, when peak oil hits, we won't have the energy required to power the explosive economic growth that we are accustomed to today, and so our economies could actually stop growing. And after peak oil, oil would be more difficult to extract from the ground, and so oil prices will continue to increase even if the demand for oil decreases. And the price of oil could increase steadily by 2 to 3% per year until it is completely gone. So, what can we do? Well, you're just going to have to tune in to this podcast every week by going to the Watt.com website. For comments about this show or anything else, send them to ben@thewatt.com. And stay tuned next week where we will continue this discussion on peak oil. And if you like this show, tune in to our longer podcast called The Watt Weekly Podcast by going to thewatt.com.